Welcome home, my love. This is Coming Home with Mama T, and on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And today, I want to talk to you about this new year and setting an intention for ourselves. This year, for me, I really want to lean in to trusting myself. I feel like the last couple of years have definitely been an exploration of loving myself, but now I'm leaning into trusting myself and my magic and my work, my business, and what I bring to the table, and being able to actually verbalize in a way that doesn't sound like I'm asking someone else to validate me, but I can truly validate myself. And why? Why is this important to our experience? It's so important to our experience because when we're able to lean into the trust of ourselves, having faith in ourselves and expressing it, it also kind of reframes our mind. It adjusts our mind. It calibrates us to believe in it. Yes. You know, being able to express it, being able to feel it, to lean into it, to embody. We've talked about embodiment before, right? Embody the belief in ourselves and our experience and what we are desiring to create. It's so important. So as we are embarking on a whole new year, can't believe 2023 has gone by so quickly, but we are embarking on a new year, and this entire year has magic in store. Every year, I mean, has magic in store if you choose to accept it and to see it and go after it. But this year in particular, we can allow this year to be the best year yet. And we can allow every year after to be even better, even greater. That is my dream. That is my trust. That is what I am creating and cultivating within my life. I have to say, you know, one of the things that I've had like a big fear of is I didn't want to be that person that, climaxed, maxed out in high school, right? They hit their peak in high school and then everything's just kind of downhill and they're always just like trying to relive a heyday, if you will. I want every day to be a heyday. I want every day to be something that I'm looking forward to and excited to experience. I'm not sitting in a rat race. I'm not sitting in like monotony. I'm not sitting in victimhood of my experience. I am lifting myself out and I am choosing a finer path. I am choosing the luxury. I am choosing to experience the decadence of life every single day. And I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Decadence and luxury doesn't have to mean that it costs millions of dollars. It means that it is full of just enjoyment. Honestly, right? I can find decadence in a really good cup of tea. Now, maybe it does come with a little bit of a price point. Maybe it comes with some energy and some time and having to grow the herbs to make the tea like handmade, whatever. But like, there's decadence in it. There's decadence in the gardening of it. You know, I'm finding for myself that there is even more beauty the more we are connected to whatever it is that we are enjoying when going to that cup of tea, right? So it's great to be able to source the ingredients from someone we trust and believe in, and that holds ideals that we trust and believe in. And it feels just that much better, right? It tastes just that much better. It honors the body by honoring our beliefs. Yeah. So we honor our body, we honor our mind, we honor our spirit when we express the trust in ourselves, when we hear, like, intuitively have a hit and we go ahead and follow that intuition. Yeah. For whatever reason, we don't really need to know the why, and it might be revealed to us later on. I often find that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I should just go and do XYZ. and I don't know why I need to do it. I don't know why. I just feel like, okay, I want to do this thing. I want to do it. It feels good. It feels nice. It just seems right. And you do it, and it was a nice experience. Maybe, like, I used to get stuck into, like, okay, like, all right, well, my intuition is saying to do this, so if I do it, something, like, major is going to happen, right? Like, trusting my intuition is going to lead to something, like, so crazy. And yes, and yes, but also it doesn't necessarily, there's opportunity to kind of build upon that, right? So, like, okay, maybe my intuition said, go to this event, right? Go to the event. It's fun. You have a good time. You meet a couple of cool people, but like your life doesn't seem to be changed in that moment. But, you know, a couple weeks later, you go to another event and they may or may not be related, but maybe someone from the event prior you meet, and the event that you are at now is elevated because you already have someone there that you know and you can trust in, and you can, you know, connect with and talk to, and you deepen your connection from the previous thing. And the next thing you know, down the line, they're like your new bestie, or they're a part of your inner circle, and it all started from that first intuitive hit to go to that event. And it took time to cultivate the full friendship and see, like, oh my gosh, but had I not gone there, I would not be here. Yeah. So that's how, like, the timeline kind of can be expressed. There are times where you show up and it just seems like, oh my God, that was like an instantaneous, I trusted my intuition and then this happened. And like, it, like, you know, I trusted my intuition about not, going outside today, and then all of a sudden 2 seconds later it like pours down raining, and you're like, whoa, my intuition was spot on. Like, had I walked outside the second I thought I was gonna walk outside, I wouldn't have had an umbrella and I'd have been in a torrential downpour, right? And you can celebrate that. And even if you end up in the torrential downpour, like, you could celebrate like being in the rain in LA. like, that's something to celebrate to me. I don't know, but you know, you get to choose. Yeah, you get to choose the perspective on life. You get to choose the experience of your life. And when we trust ourselves, we can trust our choices, and we don't have to second guess our choices. And even when the choices, going back to the rain example, like, maybe you're like, okay, I want to go outside today. I want to go for a walk. And you go for a walk, you don't have an umbrella, and it starts torrential downpour raining. You didn't see it on the weather forecast. You're like, what? Why did I go for a walk? Like, what was this? What was the purpose of this? Right? Like, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it like, okay, wow, you know, this feels really like one with nature. Is it cold? Is the rain cold? Like, how do you want to look at it? Right? Like, oh man, I know, for me, like, I've really leaned into that, the thought that rain is like nourishment, right? You know, it nourishes our plants. It then thus nourishes our body, because we eat those plants, or we eat the animals that eat those plants, right? It comes full cycle, right? And so I don't look at rain as some sort of detriment to my day or my life. Like, I look at it as an added bonus to the vibrancy of life. So if I'm caught in the rain, you know, I can see it as like, man, like, Mother Nature just really wanted to like cleanse me, like let some things go, and like help me to open my eyes to what's going on in the day. Maybe, you know, like, you get caught up in the mundane and you're okay, I'm walking to like lose weight, or I'm doing this and I'm struggling, and then the rain happens and it's like, okay, I gotta slow down. I gotta pay attention to where I'm stepping so I don't slip. I gotta slow down. I gotta open my mind. I gotta like take time to offer some gratitude, like, thank you for this moment, to like really reset and nourish myself mentally. Yeah, perspective is like everything. Our mindset, right? Mastering our mindset is so important, and trusting ourselves is something that comes with the mastery of our mindset. Because if we're mastering, you know, believing and having faith in other things that are outside of ourselves, or at least seeing the things that support us as outside of ourselves, where, like, you know, we can talk about faith, religion, all those things, you know, a lot of times the way it's taught is to focus on an energy that is separate from ourselves. But I truly believe that we are connected, right? So I don't necessarily need another energy to interpret it for me. I mean, can it be helpful? Sure. But I trust that we are deeply connected, so I can maintain my own relationship with my support system and move forward because I trust myself. I trust my support system. I trust that even if I don't know the why or where, the how, the whatever, that what I feel divinely guided towards or what I feel a pull towards, my calling, my purpose, what I feel really, really good about and passionate about is serving my highest good. And I have put in place a belief in having support that's going to align me with it. It might not show up immediately. It might take some time to fully cultivate, but I know that I trust myself. I trust my intuition. I trust that those that I am connected to and allow access to my energy are here for my greatest and highest good. Yes, I trust that, you know, the people that are coming into my life are operating at a higher frequency than some people that I might have met when I did not trust myself, when I was looking outside of myself, looking for validation from other people instead of validating myself. Now I have completely different conversations with people than I did back then. Back when I was building myself up, back before then, back when I thought that I had to fit in a certain box, and I have released myself from said box. I trust myself. Trusting ourselves brings us freedom. Freedom to pursue the life of our desires. Freedom to pursue and be the version of ourselves that we already are. We just might not have allowed ourselves to see it yet. Allow ourselves that freedom. Trust in the knowledge that the mindset that we have to understand any sort of knowledge we need to bring in for ourselves. For example, herbalism. I'm really loving this, learning a little bit more about what herbs and spices are good for the body and their medicinal properties, and being able to work with those over just grabbing some sort of over-the-counter medication. Yes, the over-the-counter medication can be more potent and fast-acting, but there is something to be said about leaning into something that's more organic, that is hand grown if you have the ability to grow it for yourself. Like, I'm so obsessed with my mint plant. Like, one, it's thriving and I'm so thankful for that, but also just like being able to smell it and like taste it and know that like I grew that and it has my energy in it. And so when I make a cup of tea and I put that mint in the tea, or I put it as a garnish on something and I eat it, like I know I can feel my own love for myself and my plant all through that. It's not the same as an over-the-counter drug. And I am learning, and I trust that over time, I might not have all the knowledge now, and I'm learning here and learning there, but I trust that eventually I will have all the knowledge that's like just in the back of my mind when I need it. But I also trust that I have the internet, and if I want to look up what is an anti-inflammatory spice to see what I already have on hand, you know, grab some turmeric and throw it in some food, or throw it in a tea, or put it in a little capsule and take it like a pill. I I trust that I know that, and that I will learn that, and I can find more information about that, and I can see the examples and the world around me being like, oh yeah, you're on the right path. Like literally I turn on Crunchyroll, which is an anime subscription service that I subscribe to, and a couple of the recommended shows for you are shows that are about these strong women who are into like healing others through their food, their cooking, through their knowledge of herbal medicine, through their energy. And I'm like, that right there, that's me. You know, some of it is like way more fantastical than the world that we live in, but like you can see golden light coming out of their hands as they heal someone. And while that is not our experience on this plane, it feels right? Like it feels like, man, like that is where I want to be. That calls to me, that speaks to me, right? And so I know like, hey, the universe is showing that like it's out there, like the concept is there, we just have to embody it. Yeah, I continue to learn, and it's even funnier when I like watch some of them and they actually talk about actual herbs, and I'm learning, like I'm enjoying, I'm just watching entertaining content, but then they're like, oh, you know, put some cinnamon in that because cinnamon does this, and use, you know, mugwort for this, and it's like, oh wow, like I'm learning and enjoying, and like this is what life is about. Yeah, this is what living is about, getting out there and exploring our purpose, exploring our joy, exploring what we're already naturally called to or feel creative about, feel passionate about. And if you're like, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, that's where you begin, is exploring, like having fun, getting out there and trying new things. Yeah. You know, if you're not someone that people already tell you, people will often tell you what you're good at, right? Like people will tell you so many amazing, wonderful things if you're prepared to listen to it. And take it in and accept it and not try to be overly humble and ignore the calling. And a lot of times, what the things that we like and the things that people tell us we're good at can align. And where the two meet, where the rubber meets the road, that's where we can like start moving forward, right? So let's think, like I'm trying to think of a good example. Because we don't have to take everything that people say, right? I think I mentioned it on a previous episode where someone was like, oh, you'd be really great at this job. And I'm like, yeah, I would be really great at this job. And why would I, what aspects of this job is it, am I great at? I'm great at talking to people. Yeah, that's what I really need, like creating relationship. But I don't want to have to create a relationship around what that job was talking about. Like the thing is cool, it's fun. It would be a really fun experience. But the subject matter is not the subject matter that I'm passionate about, right? Like the subject matter isn't what makes me super excited to get up and why I want to help people in the morning. It's just a job, right? The subject matter I want to talk about is supporting you, right? Is helping you, creating, cultivating a community for you, giving you the space and holding space for you to live an extraordinary life. Figure what that looks like for you, right? You know, that's what this podcast is about. That's what like the home community is about, bringing forth the talent, the resources, right? Being a teacher, right? I can give you all the lessons, and I can share my perspective, and I can share all this information and give you a piece of paper and the test and the pencil, but you have to answer the questions for yourself. Yeah. The test of life is not like algebra or spelling or anything that has like a definitive answer, because every life is different. But I can give you the skills to find the answers for yourself. I can even ask you the questions to help you find the answers for yourself, because we have to choose our own path. The path can be laid out prettily for us. we could still get to choose it, right? We still have to decide to walk down it. We can't just stand at the end of the path and expect life to be thriving for us. We're just standing at the crossroads in the middle of the dirt street, just standing there. The experience doesn't necessarily come to us. We're just standing, and I can just see it, like my mind's eye is seeing standing there. You're kind of like, you're at North by Northwest. Is that Cary Grant? You're just standing at an intersection and there's just dust and nothingness. Yeah, you don't experience anything until you actually walk down. Walk down the road. Yeah. I mean, you can sit there, you can just be in the cloud of dust. If that brings you joy, you can sit yourself in meditation there and envision what your life could look like. But I truly believe that as great as meditation is, and I can sit in meditation for an hour, you know, on some days that I have, when I have the space to do so, and it feels great and it's wonderful, but it's not fully living. Our mind, that's our mind and our emotions, but our physical body is not experiencing it truly. The power of meditation and visualization is that it tricks our body into thinking that we're experiencing it. That's why, you know, a lot of professional athletes are taught to like visualize themselves, you know, running across the finish line, being first, like running through the first the rope, breaking through it. Like there's work in that visualization because it puts our body in the space, and it triggers all of the emotions and the synapses and all of the chemicals and everything that happen in our body when we're running, when we're actually doing the thing. It triggers all these feelings in our body so our body can have that experience. But it's just a placebo. Yeah. So we still have to live. We still have to come into this physical space and experience and touch and taste and indulge and slow down and all of the things. And I trust myself in this new year of really leaning into fully accepting my intuition, fully accepting where I want to go and knowing what I want to go and being able to stand up for my journey. And I'm really excited about it. I've been feeling called for a few years now to let go of taking programs and doing the things. And there's nothing wrong with taking programs. I'm running my own, right? Like, I am looking for like home for me, the membership. That is my program moving forward, right? That is the program that I'm signing up for. And I'm really excited about it because that's the space where I'm looking to grow from my own intuition and my, like, I am not looking for someone else to give me answers anymore. I am asking myself the questions. I am giving myself the answers, and I am really trusting myself this year. That is my goal. So I invite you to join me on that journey, yeah? Where we can grow and expand together to build a community, to cultivate the resources. I'm really seeing, you know, the home community being a place to house like recipes, as we grow, like I said, like the medicinal plants and that kind of knowledge, a place to just like house like a virtual online grimoire of food and medicine and mind, body, and spirit expansion. I help to nourish the mind, body, and spirit. That's what I'm here for. So nourishing the body through food and herbal remedies and all of that goodness. Nourishing the body through movement, dance and stretch and yoga and the knowledge I have there, sharing that, nourishing the mind with cultivating questions, right? Questions to help expand our belief in ourselves, our trust in ourselves, our faith in ourselves, our love for ourselves, seeing, hearing, trusting, loving, choosing ourselves, having the perspective on life that it is extraordinary and amazing, and pulling ourselves out of that victimhood. So really cultivating a space to master the mind. And then from there, we have the energy, the spirit, right? I see spirit as energy, healing, Reiki, love. I'm here to love. That's truly, deeply my calling, to love up on the world. So the home membership is where you can get it. Mama T Energy is another space that you can get it. You can get that one-on-one, and that is a customizable space where we can lean into any of the modalities and the expertise that I have that is really going to help you most moment to moment in those one-on-one sessions. So I invite you to check those out. See what resonates for you. I invite you to subscribe and listen to Coming Home with Mama T right here. You can watch it, you can listen to it, share it with your friends and family. And I invite you to just live a magical day and live an extraordinary life.